meeting. Next item on the agenda is Legislative and Minerals Council remodel. And that is also, we invited Minerals Council to be here.
They have their regular meeting today.
They have their regular meeting today, okay. So we're gonna talk to Bruce Cass and Casey Johnson about what's going on with the current situation in the chambers. Bruce Cass, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you're aware, there's a water infiltration issues have been an ongoing problem there for quite some time. And now that through some testing and recent effort, the recent rains have created some more issues for us over there. They found mold. Those things are being addressed. We've quarantined, more or less quarantined that area off until we get these items addressed. And that's the current status. We're still in the process of putting together schedules and numbers and talking with our insurance company and trying to determine what is going to be covered and what isn't. So that's the update at this time. Unless you have anything to add.
August 21st is your possible date that it's going to be finished?
The original email I sent out said did say that. That's the only date I had.
Okay.
Then I got another email or a text that said, okay, well, that's only the Minerals Council side. So August 21st, minerals will be done. But I just had a conversation with Shannon. We're probably going to have to, not probably, I would say we need to plan on moving special session somewhere. And I was going to have that conversation with you and the speaker, speaker and second speaker on, you know, what would be your preference. I just want to make sure that we get it done so we're not, you know, having you guys run around like chickens with your head cut off. And my folks are all ready. They're ready to go wherever we decide to do it. They're, the IT guys, the communications, everybody is ready to accommodate you all wherever you need to move for the session. Now, these offices
for
are
special fine. Session or
for
regular
special
session.
We're anticipating that we'll be ready by regular session.
Okay.
But for special session, that if they're done over there on the 21st, that only gives them 4 days to get the chambers complete.
Okay. We have one item on the call. We've had session back here before. We did have a member of Congress ask what's in the superintendent's old house, like what's going on in that, like, do you have programs and services in there? Is it open? I was like, I have no idea, but it sounds like regular session shouldn't be an issue as of right now. We should be back in the chambers for regular session. I just think that for a one day, one item agenda, we can meet back here for session. That's my thoughts. We've done it. We've met back here plenty of times. And it's crowded, but I mean, we're talking about one agenda item for one day. And I think we should just have it back here. And that way we don't have to...
Special session's not my fear. My fear is session.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think we'll know more by...
We should know...
The 21st or the 25th, and then we can make those arrangements for regular session if we need to relocate, which... We've had the AG's office has reached out and said they have their conference room. They've got, I think, a spare office. It's not ideal, but we, you know, everyone's just going to have to compromise. It is what it is. Okay. All right. Congressman Mason.
Good. Am I understand that you're doing interior work over here to get the mold out and all of that? Are we getting to the issue of how to reroute the water? Because otherwise it's going to leak again.
Madam Chair, yes. So we dump a lot of water off of the roofs of this structure in that area. And we concentrate it in heavy rains. I can go into details about why it happens, but the reality is we just dump a lot of water right there. So we're working to get some emergency things put into place to force that water away from that area through piping on the ground, maybe some concrete poured. And Dipper, we've had some other contractor up here this past weekend take a look at it. And so we're looking at some options to get that water away from the building. That's short term, and that's a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. So long term, you know, if we get into utilizing a lot of funds, we need to figure out a solution to getting rerouting funds or getting appropriation for funds. That would address the civil part of that, the civil engineering aspect about getting water away from the structure. And then fixing, we have concrete outside and dirt outside that's higher than the finished floor, which is not good. Those have all just been, what's your idea, what do you think? We need an engineer that has professional liability at stake to
decide
something
official. Okay, thank you.
Well, so the reason I had sent out an email to invite Minerals Executive and us here is to talk about the building. And it has just, in my opinion, become increasingly clear we have a major issue. And I will be the first to say that, you know, when the issues were around, they have been around for a long time. So in 2010, 2011, when we started having, you know, that I was here and I started noticing the issues, I was the first one like, no, we can't leave this building, we can't. But I am now on the page that it sounds to me like we are really gonna spend a lot of money to put Band-Aids on this fix. And I'm wanting to just get the temperature check of executive and Congress members to see how they feel about moving Minerals Council and the legislative branch and I guess BIA to a new building so that this building can be leveled and they can do the proper work that needs to be done in the event that a future building goes up in this spot. Because we have roof issues, and Bruce, I'm hearing that the BIA lease is up in 2018, and they have said that if we do not fix the issues they have for leaking roofs on their side, they're going to move, because they kind of feel like we're bad landlords, so to speak. They're like, we are dealing with the same thing that you all are, and you all can't keep up with it because there's so many problems. I mean, I think they are they're not trying to put us down, but they're also like, there are so many issues with this our side, and there's so many issues with your all side, and there's just not enough people to go around to fix all these problems. That's really the gist of what I hear them saying. So can you tell us if in fact the lease is up in 2018, and if they are discussing moving?
I believe the lease is up in November 2018.
Okay.
Up for renewal. just some history, a little bit of history on that. The BIA put out a RFP probably 8 or so years ago. Wanted a new space. We replied to it, said we can provide you that new space, and it went nowhere. Nothing happened.
I've heard that, yeah.
That nothing happened on that scenario. And we've also went through a level of, so that answers those two questions that you had. I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we went through a process early on when we built these two structures. Their structure was going to be one of them. And there's been a lot of stories I've been hearing going around about standards. What are their standards? If you work for the BIA or the federal government, if you're a GSX, you're required to have an office that's so big. That's true. And they have homeland security requirements that we have to accommodate when we build them a facility. So we were coordinating those people, and it got to a point where we weren't collaboratively, we were not getting all the data fast enough. So we moved to the next is now our law building. I said, look, we'll just flip these two buildings, build this one here. When we get back to that, when that conversation comes back up, we'll build the what was at the time. We have a concept for it. It was a BIA, IIM, Minerals Council, and our ENR department was going to be encompassed in this one structure. And I'm just kind of shooting from memory here, but I'm pretty sure that was it. And we were going to put those folks in that structure. Because we had already looked at some functions that we had compacted or contracted and were already operating through our ENR department. I'm just trying to look into the future a little bit, plan for in the future that it may at some point through compacts or contracts or funding agreements or whatever the scenario may be, eventually have a lot of that function be implemented by the nation. So we were going to build a structure, put them there. If we took it over, we took over the space. That was the logic behind why would we put those folks in the same building. And we got a lot of different feedback the course of that process, but we've got concepts on that. We have completed some documents that can be reviewed about what was the line of thinking in doing that. So that doesn't address the other side of the structure, which is Congress, but it would address the Minerals Council, BIIM, and the RENR department.
Well, Minerals Council and the legislative branch have been in discussion of remodeling the kitchen and adding on to their side and new carpet and new paint, and to me that just all needs to come to a screeching halt, and we need to make a decision on whether or not we're going to build a new building that has adequate space for the Minerals Council, adequate space for the legislative branch, adequate space for the BIA, move it to another location, and then have this area here, once the building is torn down, fixed for drainage issues for whatever new structure could possibly go up in the future. And I don't know what that structure may be. Maybe it's an expansion of IHS. Maybe it's another statue. Maybe it's another memorial. I don't know, but I just think that it's really financially silly of any of us to consider putting a new kitchen or new flooring in when we're dealing with major roofing and drainage issues that have caused mold, and we've had to completely relocate the Minerals Council right now. That's just my opinion, but I don't know where a possible site is on this campus. Bruce, can you speak to where a possible site it could be, potentially be?
I can. I think what might help the committee, or if it's something that the Congress wants to entertain, is we can bring that plan back over and talk about all of the conversation that was happening at the time about why we would situate a new structure for those departments and entities I mentioned up here off of Grandview. And it would be just south of the law building. And what we have is a quad of buildings and the Welcome Center. And then that would be a start filling in that space that's available. We could fit another building as big as the Welcome Center, or even a little bigger between the law building and here. And we have those documents. I can lay it out, let you see it, and see how it kind of fits together in that plan.
Okay. The next meeting, let's do that. If you could
Sure. Get
it. Okay. Does any other members have any comments, suggestions
about
any of this? Because I've done most of the talking on this, but I'm also the one dealing with all the rearranging of everything. And it's just, go ahead.
I have a question. I think Mr. Superman and I both were here since 2006, and at the time with Chief Gray, and there was I believe it was 20-year plan or 25-year plan, and there was three phases: phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase one had certain building in here and people in that. Phase two, a period of time, we'd have phase two in another building, Congress is going to be in phase three, which was the third building, or the third phase, which was another structure down towards that end. Within that would be our offices on our congressional chambers, etc. And is that, are we still on that kind of calendar? And I don't know, Congressman Supernow recalls that, seeing those plans, that this is a certain period of time we have phase one, phase two, and phase three. I don't know. So I'm just asking Mr. Katz.
So we're talking about phasing. First, when we talk about the plan, so we all know it's a plan. If we don't revisit it, it starts to fall to the wayside. So to me, it's a living, operating thing that we get a conversation and we come back and revisit that before we do other developments for the site, like we did when we selected a position to put this Veterans Memorial. We did that. So when those phasing, we pushed that, we had 6 to 8 levels of phasing. And when we presented that to the Osage public in different meetings, the comments were, why does it take so long? We were thinking 15 to 20 years out to have these 6 or 8 phases completed. And when we present that, the feedback we get from the public at those meetings was, why so long? Why is it taking so long? Well, it's money. So we did what was asked. We shrunk that down and forced it into 3 phases. And when we came into Congress at the time and were able to get appropriation of $13 million and we financed 10, that barely happened. So phase one probably should have been $40 million worth of effort to get all the buildings identified in phase one. As in the plan. So now we got to revisit and say, well, what's the next priority in the phasing? We got locations. We got space saved for whatever it might be. The BIA building, an extension of the museum. We even reserved space for a clinic up here, which is not in that space. And then you also mentioned a structure down here. We pushed those in our planning, we looked at what services go to the Osage people. We felt like those were the priorities to enhance those things where services went to the Osage people that came up here to receive a service. So that's why we put in the third phase facilities for the chief's office, congressional offices, and the judicial branch. We'll push those back and made it in the latter phases. But now we're kind of, you're seeing these things coming. They're talking about a new clinic. We're talking about the issues with this building, which we talked about 8 or 10 years ago when we were in the middle of that planning. That use some of their terminology. Planning. We're grossly undersized, inadequate space to provide the functions for our people because we continue to grow and we're still doing makeshift things with these buildings. This was built, this portion of this building, which I believe was first, and then the council and the minerals, and then this part of the BIA. This was in the 70s, so on, late 70s, maybe into the 80s, or early 80s up here. And none of it was built with a computer in mind. It was all built by the lowest bidder, managed by whomever, I don't know, probably a lot of the federal government involved, but we were dealing with building something for the BIA. And what's the useful life of it? We're already there. There's 2 roofs on this building. Flat roof, and we put a pitched roof on with metal. Well, standards change. You can't warrant a metal roof. A metal roofing contractor will not put another metal roof on here because the pitch isn't steep enough. They will not warrant that roof. So there's other technologies that come along that we could put into place. Take the metal roof off, go back to a flat roof. Use a different system. It's just, $250,000 or so, maybe $300,000, maybe more to do that. And then we still have the same structure. So I wanted to stop talking, telling you. That was 6 years of my life living that plan.
Okay. Anyone else? Casey?
I'd just like to say the great thing about plans is they can change. And circumstances, you know, may warrant moving this from phase three up. Because I, you know, Bruce sent us a recommendation on the roof and the drainage for the executive building. Well, we got two options. One of them is $6,000, the other one's $50. My recommendation is go with the $50 because it solves the problem. The $6,000 remedy patches it, and it's a band-aid. So, you know, when are we going to have to add another $6,000 to it? Because that's not working. Or another $6,000. You put in all new carpet, you put in, you know, let's talk about the murals. Cleaning and removing and cleaning those murals right now, as it stands, what I know today is going to be super expensive. We've got our museum folks looking at it and saying it can't be done. They're calling, we're getting conservators that this is what they do on the phone, and they're saying we don't even know if there's anybody in the state that can do it. So this, the search to save these murals, which has mold on them, is going to become, you know, time consuming as well as not cost effective. So we're going to have to decide at what point is it worth saving those things? Is it not? I mean, that's a decision that's going to have to be made. It's acrylic paint, so you put anything wet on it, you know, the chemicals that they use to kill the mold, the paint's going to run. Well, my question is, okay, well, if you dry them out and use ultraviolet light on them, will that kill it? Well, ultraviolet light isn't good for acrylic paint either, so it'll fade it. So, you know, we've got to bring in experts that are going to cost money to figure out how to save those paintings.
I can't. And, that, I mean, that makes me so upset.
They're on drywall, and drywall is paper. And mold loves hanging on paper. So, you know, so I, as a constituent, if you were asking me as a voter, I would say quit pouring money into this. The only way to fix this problem is to put in a new building. That's my opinion as a voter. That's it. Not the DO, not representing the executive branch. It just seems to me that putting patches on things never works. But again, that's going to be a decision for you guys. You got to appropriate the money.
Okay. Well, there's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us here today, but that's a lot to take in. And I think that we're going to have to be making some decisions on it pretty soon. I don't think we can keep putting this off.
We'll do everything.
We have to realize that we're not the only ones in here. I mean, maybe we like hanging out in mold. I'm sure we don't. But we also have constituents that come into those chambers. We have elders and we have youth that come into those chambers on a regular basis. We have elders on this Congress. We have elders on that Minerals Council. We have Osages that are working with the BIA. And that's not to say that we don't care about the non-Osages that work for the BIA. I'm just saying we need to be considering everyone's health and good well-being. And it's taken a lot of work and been very stressful on staff, not just our staff and Minerals Council staff, but executive staff, for us to have to relocate Minerals Council in a very quick turnaround time. And that's exactly what happened last week, where we were on the phone and email for two days, constantly. It was constant, and everyone was under pressure, and we panicked at first, just slightly. Even I did. I was like, what? So,
I was totally under control.
You weren't under control. None of us were under control. We're like, what are we doing? We had literally about 2 hours to figure out where we were going to put everyone, when we were going to be able to come back in the office, if we were going to be able to use anything in the kitchen. So I am going to put this again on the next CA agenda, and I think that we should really start making some decisions. So that's what I think.
I was totally
neutral. Yeah, even after I screamed at you.
It made me laugh. I'm sorry.
I was like, no, we want an answer right now. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Bruce and Casey, and we'll be back in touch.
We'll do everything we can to keep it as normal as.
Yeah.
Well,
understand. We'll have a special session here.
Okay.
In the event that you all find out that that's going to take longer and it's going to encroach upon the days of regular session, will you please give us the earliest heads up that you know of so that we can start making and preparing for a move for our office?
Yes, ma'am. As soon as we know anything, I'll let you guys know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because the BIA, we're going to... Richard approved it. Richard approved it. Robin approved it. They said, we got to send the approval up to the DC. And I was like, well, that could be next month before they approve it. All right, next item on our agenda is the legal counsel contract. Congresswoman Edwards requested that we put this on the next. RJ, are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay. Congresswoman Edwards requested that we put this on the agenda. We have 15 minutes. I have to say this is the last item on our agenda, and I'm pretty proud of this little group for getting through all of this in 2 hours. All right, Trey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A little bit of background on this. So the contract was signed in 2012. Everybody's aware of that. Congresswoman Edwards has asked that it be put on this agenda a couple different times since then. We've come to the same conclusion each time, and I'm hoping that the body does that this time as well. 1551 was passed in April of 2015, and it limits professional services contracts, which mine would fall under, to 3 years, but allows them to continue on a month-to-month basis under the original terms, and may be terminated according to the terms of the contract or by either party with 60 days written notice. That's exactly what the contract currently says. It was actually a one-year contract, and it continues month to month, and it can be terminated by 60 days written notice by either party. So, and the reason for that provision in the law was the Congress didn't want to be they didn't want the executive, I think, was the intent, to have the ability to contract with anybody for like 10 years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we limited it to 3 years. The gaming enterprise was already limited to 3 years. But the provision was put in there that it can continue on a month-to-month basis because within a relatively short period of time, the hiring entity can then terminate the contract. So you still had control over that contractor. The benefit under the current contract that you have is that my duties have remained the same, but you're still paying, or you're paying 2012 prices for the services that you receive, not 2017 prices. Obviously, it's up to you whether you want to put this out for bid at any time. It only requires written notice 60 days to terminate my contract, and you could put it out for bid and see who applies. Obviously, several things could happen. I mean, it could be sole source, but that would most likely not happen. The Indian preference would apply. Indian preference under the law requires that you hire an Indian or Native American, especially Osage. If an Osage applies and they are equal to qualifications or better than in qualification to the most qualified candidate. So, now, the chief's office applies that in a little bit different manner. The chief's office says if the Osage is qualified for the job, then we're going to hire the OSAGE, no matter how qualified the non-OSAGE is. But that's not what the law requires. That's a policy of the executive branch. So it's unlikely that you would find somebody that has the experience that I do, considering that I've held this position for almost 10 years, the intimate knowledge that I have of the Congress, the laws that you've passed, the amendments that you make, personalities. I believe I bring a little bit of objectivity to this position that is appreciated by the members of Congress. And so I hope that this body will not put it out for bid. You're not required to by law, so anything that says that you have to, or anybody who might say that you have to, I believe is incorrect under the law. And again, like I said, this contract gets better over time because the contract price is not going up. My litigation fee, if this body decided to start using me for litigation again, which I assume will happen sooner or later, is only $195 an hour. You guys are paying Mark Lyons $300 an hour. So on 150 hours, that's over $15,000.
Committee?
Need a motion?
No, we don't need anything. The request for it to come to the committee was made by Congresswoman Edwards, and anytime a member asks me to put something on an agenda and I believe that it's worthy of a discussion, explanation, relevant, not unreasonable, I will put it on the agenda. That's what happened. She didn't ask me to put it on here. It hasn't been discussed in a while. We have someone new. Well, you're not new because you were on CA the last 2 years, but this is a new committee and it hasn't been on an agenda in probably 3 or 4 years. Maybe 3 years.
It's 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay, so it hasn't been on an agenda in 2 to 3 years and it hasn't been discussed. So now it's been discussed and now it's at this committee's discretion. We either want to send it out or we want to keep going month to month with Trey. Okay.
If we're in discussion on that part, or if you need, I champion Mr. Gill and his services to us, and his position and his longevity with the Congress and what we have done. Like us, he has learned almost OJT on the job training as we have as Congress, as we move forward in our longevity with this government. And we're still learning because of the earlier presentation from Mr. Lyons. We're still learning and what we can do, what we can't do, what others can tell us what we can do or advise us to do. And I appreciate again Mr. Gill, and I appreciate his expertise, as when he did represent the Congress and myself whenever I sat in the speaker's position in the early days, and we did go to court, and the results that came from it we live with. So I don't know if we need motion, but I support Mr. Gill and what he does. I like his contract. Just continue on with it. I'm comfortable with that as one member here speaking, to continue on with as it reads, and the longevity, as we have stated. You know, it's an interesting thing that we have. I think for the dollars that we spend on legal from us as a Congress, we are indeed getting a pretty good deal right now, as far as the rate of pay that Mr. Gill requires of us and by the contract. So I'm in support of continuing our relationship with Mr. Gill and he with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah. I'm not in favor of soliciting new legal counsel right now. I'm in favor of continuing as is. It sounds like we're getting a really good deal of 2012 prices. So in favor of Mr. Gill staying.
Angela? Peggy?
Well, I would concur with Thompson Mason. Is it on a month-to-month basis now?
It is now.
I would be in favor of giving Mr. Gill some assurance that he's going to be here more than a month. I'd like to enter into a year or 3 year contract because I have, and Archie has sat here when we had other attorneys, and you would have to, at one time, had to make a 2 week appointment to even talk to the attorney. And then when you did talk to him, you left there not knowing whether you got the right answer or not. And I don't want to ever go back to that situation. And he's had 10 years of experience. I think he knows our laws and constitutions better than anyone else. And it just doesn't seem to me to make any sense to try to change what's working. Unless there was a compelling reason, I don't see where it makes any sense to even think about changing.
Okay, so in order, I agree with you. I agree with everything that's been said, but in order to do another 3 year contract, we would have to send it out for, would we not?
You would have to rebid.
We would have to rebid.
Or sole source it. But my opinion is we leave the contract as it is. I'm comfortable with the support that I get from the Congress to say, let's leave the contract as it is. And I, obviously, if I was ever going to move on to anything else, I would do my best to give this body as much possible notice that I could do, so, because you guys have been so good to me. And I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm not saying that because I am. I'm just saying I would do the best that I could to give you at least 6 months notice before I exited. And even if I had to carry on some duties after that, I would try my best to do so. That's all I can say.
Okay. Speaker?
If Trey is satisfied with that, I'm satisfied with the 6 month notice. In fact, it solves any problem I have. But one other thing that I would like to call attention to is that Trey has been totally impartial in the way he handles the confidential business of congressmen. And that's something else that it's pretty hard to find. I mean, he's become skilled in how do you deal with 12 ridiculous egos.
Eleven.
Solve the problem. Don't forget that. Okay.
Don't be getting on to me no more after that.
Okay, Angela.
I agree with a lot of comments that were made and the institutional knowledge that Trey brings, etc. Personally, as Speaker, the last year going into the second year, have dealt with him a lot and have come across issues. But I'm a big girl, and I have before, and continue to address those directly with you. So I think we all have different experiences with him. But I agree that you're supportive and. you know, have a history there that's an asset to this body. So.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we've discussed this, and we're in agreement, the ones that are here, that we're just going to leave things the way they are, and Trey is comfortable with that, because in the event that, like Congressman Supernall had said, I'd like to give him reassurance that, you know, it's not month to month and we go to the 3 years again, we would have to send that out. And Mr. McGill says he's okay with going month to month, and Cuggy says he's okay. And all right, Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 We are adjourned. Our next meeting will fall during session and off.